For someone like you, come from Tennessee out here to Hollywood and break into this business the way you have?
It's a pretty tough question. I don't know. Like I said, I've just had some good breaks, and
How did the breaks come?
I mean, television and stuff like that, and records, and I got RCA Victor contract, and I got on some of the big television shows, and I got better known by the people, and started selling my records more, and then I got a movie contract. Everything just
seems to snap.
Everything seems to snap. That's exactly right.
What happens with rhythm and blues? Is this just a fad? Are you just a fad? What happens next?
You tell me. I wish I knew.
What is rhythm and blues?
Rhythm and blues is just rock and roll. It's just it's a music. Rhythm and blues is not a. It's a craze, but it's a very good craze, and that there are some very beautiful songs recorded in rhythm and blues. If the people would just take time, some of the people that don't like it would just take time out to listen to it. There's some very beautiful songs, and for instance, Ivory Tower.
It was outlawed just last week in a Northern California city. People have been saying that it's contributing to juvenile delinquency. I'm sure you don't agree with it.
I do not agree, not only because I do it, but because it's untrue. Rock and roll is a music. And why should a music contribute to rock and roll, contribute to juvenile delinquency? If people are going to be juvenile delinquents, they're going to be delinquents if they hear Mother Goose rhymes. Rock and roll does not contribute to juvenile delinquency at all. The only thing about it is, in some of the auditoriums, the kids get up and start dancing in the aisles, and they start squealing and everything and kicking the seats. Now that's the only thing that I know of, and that doesn't happen all the time. It just happens in some cases.
How people around the country were reacting to him, he replied,
"The reaction has been very well. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging or anything, but the action has been very good. The people have accepted me very well."
Elvis had an explanation for his Las Vegas flop.
There was no teenagers. I mean, the reaction was as well as anybody could expect. But it was only my imagination, because I was used to a bunch of howling, screaming teenagers. And in Las Vegas, there's no teenagers. They're all elderly folks. They're all older.
So rock and roll is a music for teenagers, you would say?
No, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, it's just that I said I was used to the screaming teenagers, and there was none out there.
Mm-hmm. It will be accepted, you think, more by older people soon?
I don't know about that either, but I just know that right now it's the biggest record selling business there is rock and roll.
How many records have you sold?
You mean all total or only one each individual record?
By all total.
Oh, I guess I've sold 2.5 million.